two lights that illumined our lives. It was with shock and sadness that we received the news in November of the sudden demise of two lights that illumined our lives. Srimati Rajalakshmi and her son Arunachalam Viswanathan. They were both absorbed in the feet of Bhagavan within a span of 5 days. First Viswanathan on November 6, followed by his mother on November 11. Rajalakshmi was the last living devotee with memories from the early years of Sri Ramanashramam through her close association with the Maharishi in the 1920s and 30s. Rajalakshmi's mother passed away when she was only 3 years old. From then on, her grandmother, Venu Ammal, the sister of HMMAL, raised her as a daughter. Venu Ammal, like her sister, devotedly served the ashram and took special care of Bhagavan's mother during her last illness in Skandashramam. Rajalakshmi began to accompany her grandmother daily to the ashram from 1923 to the mid-1930s. After marriage, she regularly visited the ashram and took all her children to have Bhagavan's darshan. Bhagavan treated her like a daughter of the ashram and she addressed him as Tata from her childhood. When her son Viswanathan finally realized the full extent of his mother's association with Bhagavan and the innumerable graces he bestowed upon her and Venu Ammal, he was unable to contain his enthusiasm. Any new revelation Viswanathan gleaned from the conversations with his mother, he would immediately call or write to us in detail about these wonderful experiences. He was like that of a poor man living in a mud hut, one day digging into the floor and finding a pot of gold that was sitting unknown under his feet all the time. Such was his enthusiasm to share those wonderful tales of experiences and teachings he heard from the fortunate lips of his dear mother. Many of these stories can be found in issues number 2 and 4 of the 2008 Mountain Path magazine. Every year he has been visiting his daughters in Virginia, and last September 8 and 9, Viswanathan stayed in our Arunachala Ashrama in New York. On September 9, we celebrated Bhagavan's 121st anniversary of his advent at Arunachala. The highlight of the day's program was the description he shared of his mother's close association with Bhagavan. When we talked to him on the phone before he returned to India in October, he expressed the desire to have English subtitles edited into the one-hour video interview done of his mother describing her experiences with Bhagavan Ramana. We are in the process of having his wish fulfilled, and to ensure that his genuine devotion and dedication lives on well beyond our mortal frames.